Daf Chav Zayin, and Maral were up to the second Tosfos. Whatever gets carried on the Zav, if we're going to slave, we speak about Hesed, which means it's that he's on top of, after his Maset on everything is Dafka, then the call is Takadafka. And in many places we say Hesed is called the Masa. But if we speak about Yoyin Shazav, which is not Masa totally, and some of it gets dragged on the ground, that's not Hesed. As we see, Ezimaga, that's Kekula, that's Hesed. The Ri has a suffix, is Shai of a Choldover or not? Because the Yoyin Shazav, and they're not from Cholashi Yatachta Azav. If it's similar to Mishka Moshe, which is not knowing only with a Roy Lekach or not. So he said, Kol Shazav Nisal of Torah. When the Tam says that Torah mitum chamura, it's not mitum adam akelim, but it's tam mitum akala, for instance, mitum oichra mashkim. It's a rishon, even though it's not really mishkim moishev. It brings a rife in Perek Damanida. We see, mahi oisa mishkim moishev, af dam or blood, also my oisa mishkim moishev, for latam adam, latam begadam. The answer, the post says, he v'le dama. If she's mitum of ev masama, when she sits on even on a heavy stone. So I would think even dama also. Now, since he was mamai dama midim mishkim moishev, what does it say? Again, that should be Mitama Ev Masama. Ev Masama is Mishkim Moshe, because Mitama Mishkim Moshe, that's Ev Masama, as we've seen in Teres Kahanim. Even Tenkin, one on top of the other, even if we have Ev Masama, how do I know? It says Kala Mishka, Ev Masama. Rabbi Nitam explains that's a big stone that's there, Kalem underneath it. And the Kalem don't even feel the heaven is the Zav that sits on top of the heaven. Because without the Zav, the stone is so heavy. So therefore, Rabbi Nitam is Mepharash over there, the Pshat is Imahi, meaning, just like you're my Dama Mituma Chamura. But how do you know it's not Matama Tumakala Rishon? Even though it's Mamayat Mishka Moshe, we still have to remind him Tumakala. That's because it says even though that's not Oyla Mishka Moshe, it's Matama Tumakala. So Tosfos doesn't like it because before she says Teres Kahanim, Kol Shishka V'Lazav Yitma. I would think it should be Tame Dovah Shein Roy L'Shchiva. Look, what's Eina Matama? I would think Dafka him and she is not Matama Tumakamura, but she's Matama Tumakala. Therefore it says Mishka. So we see something that's not Roy the Mishka Moshe, it's Torah Lagama. So Tosfos says it appears to him to explain that this is Marvin Teres Kahanim Ev Masama from Kol Mishkev that's Dafka to Makala. Maybe in some places Matama to Mechamura, but something that's not Roy the Mishkev Moshe even to Makala doesn't have it. Therefore, even though it's Mamayit, the Dhamma from the Din Mishkev Moshe of the Into Mechamura still needed to be Matama from Din Ev Masama, which is in Into Makala. So he said, if it's Aaron, that's Moshe. Tosfos says, the Pasuk says, Merkav and Moshe, and these dinim are different from each other. It says, the Pasuk is Mechalak between Yeshiva, the Rechiva, and Yeshiva, the Alma. Now there's a Tana that says, Chutzpah Roy, the Mishka Moshe, all Yeshivas is talking about. And don't say it's Medak and the Klolim, because that's why it says Moshe. But water and salt, Yiladavim Arav. Tosfos says, later on, we say, where he puts in oil. Tosfos says, Lemaisa, why don't you say, because of the oil? It says, later on, Amaisa. Now, here you can't, over there you can't say the Teretz of their Havlo. So this is here needs it, even though it's not from the Shemen, it's considered Moshe Shtei Sudas. Even though it doesn't have enough oil from the oil, doesn't have enough for two meals. The one that says Meiser, Kol Shkana Erev. This says with this Meiser, mushrooms and truffles, and kafnis, which are, and dried beans, and little peaches, quince, that we see later on that you can do Erev Chatzeres with it. And Tosfos continues on Daf Chav Zayin of days, but you still do an Erev, even though Mustama, it can be bought with Kesa Maisa because it's a prima pri, and it grows on the ground. So Tosfos says, the reason you can't do Erev them is not because the only way you could use them is if you're Masakin it. But Erev has to be Roy Lachilo while he makes the Erev Chal. But a Tamatumas Eichel, to buy with Kesa Maisa, Avadi, you could do that. Since it's Roy, you can cook it. But something that doesn't need ticking, if you bought it with a Kesa Maisa, Avadi can make an Erev, and this only answers later on. A Kafnias, the Leintumas Eichel is different because Roy to be burnt with the fire and make it edible. And the Mishnah speaks on the Ila that he says, but Moshe Shtei Sudas LeErev VeChabeya LeTamatum Asaychas Mashmir LeHobotalik. It says later on that something which doesn't need a ticket. Rava says, are you making Erev Tapuchin? That's just testing the Rabbanon is doing it because Mila didn't even know that it's bought the Kesem Mice. It's a Primi Pri Dilakarka. It can't say it. Speak about the apples or the forest that it has to cook it, because if not, it wouldn't have come very well from the mission of Mila. So Gemara says, I would think my Sheikh Advela Ki'ilis, which is a fig. All these drashas are from the extra bays, which are darshan, prati, tzricha, you have to be prati klal. Mamshach, you need two of them. It says, perikam the kedushin, bahanoka. It would say, tzayin, I would think, kedu l'karka not. It would say, goren, I would think, balachai not. And the other pratim, we also need, maybe need them because of sedrashan. Also, in Shavuos, perigimah, perigvast, yuma, we ask, let's say, Advela Ki'ilis, and the answer is, we learn out Sheikh Sheikh from Nazar. And here we learn out since we're Marba Yain Agav Kankan. Over there, you need Sheikh Sheikh. It shouldn't say Sheikh Gufa is Dvela Kilasi. And here, the Beis, the Beshecha Koi. And also, Tosfos says Shver, because how can I say here, the Hod, the Beis, which is the Sheikha, Lidvela Kielis comes to tell you Kivela Kielis. We learn from Klal Prat, because Primipri. Also, Rabbi Shmuel asks, how could he say over there that Sheikh Gufa is Dvela Kielis? He says here that if not for the extra word Yain, Agav Kankin, I would think the base of Sheikh is Dvela Kielis. So he says, the Sheikh Gufa, you could say Dvela Kielis, we need it. And here we speak about Dvela, it's mixed with water. That's how they used to fix it up, and it's more chosha than mead. The Torah says, why don't you bring a rye from there that Shti is Bechlal Achila? Since we're Marva Temed, and the Torah said, Bechalta, you can't say that's be a nigger and make a cooked soup, as you see over there, because the midah b'shakabin, since it comes from the riba of sheicher, so this is a chalta is not going on the basin, only the regular, on the goof of the crow, because or giza kankan are all not achilable, and yet we learn it out. I would think it's soy and al-gaba are in. Tais says, we learn out from yain because of the kind of kankan, so is also considered a shamer, as you have, right? So Tais says, is not such a shamer for the meat, because once it's skinned, it's not such a shamer, but yain, it cannot exist without the kankan, so it is much more a stronger shamer. We have the Tosfos on Daf Chav Ches Amud Alef. Tzira loika sheish, Rashi says, it says, v'gdoshin loisa shaktsu, and v'chal shtimus adama, which is speak about gedoylim, it says sheretz. And Tosfos says, v'gdal misis v'darshin u'l'chol chayremes, is a nochash. His mashmad remisha is something that creepy, like a snake, o'l'chol gachan. And Rabbi Yanke the Lion from Ila Perikotras Bech says that posik speak of Dafkish when Shrotzim and it says Rivdalti Eschonatame Dafkim with Dolan the posik speaks. So we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow. This is the end of Daf Tosfos Daf Chav Zayin.